So if the U.S. picks up 20 al-Qaeda members tomorrow, and they cannot be held in the United States, Cuba, Afghanistan, black sites, or foreign countries, where will they go?
To be perfectly blunt, I don't think that they'll pick them up at all.
Ken Anderson of the Hoover Institution has written about these issues.
I think that we've actually allowed the courts to arrange the incentives to kill rather than capture.
Many national security experts interviewed for this story agree. It has become so difficult for the U.S. to detain people, in many instances, the U.S. government is killing them instead.